Ah, ich weiß nicht, wo er having the real and the lifting and the lifting. But she only establishes it after having 7 days. In other words, she has to have it. In other words, this year, that's one thing. This year, and this year, and this year. So that's another thing. That's another thing. This year, and then this year is the second year, and this year is the third year. So she establishes in Vesakat Logi of every 15th, of everything that you see. According to Ramban, he's chemical right, and he says, in such a case, she doesn't establish any Vesakat one, whether Mechotes, Mechotes, or Mitesvok, Mitesvok. But the Ramoyera says, after having 7 years, so then she establishes a Veset Kavua with the smoke, with the smoke. Now, but that Ramoyera is contingent upon another sheet of Ramoyera. Because I mentioned it. I don't remember whether yesterday or the before yesterday, that, you know, we have the Veset HaChidesh and we have the Veset HaChidesh. Veset HaChidesh means that the fear is attached to a day in the month. To a day in the month. You ask, I mean, how is it? I mean, that it's attached to a day in the month. I mean, so there are some Rishonim who reject the whole concept. Who reject the whole concept of Veset HaChidesh. The Rambam. The Rambam rejects the whole concept of Veset HaChidesh. In the Rambam, there is a sphere between the Rambam Shite and the Rishonim and the Rambam Shite. In the top. So, I mean, if you ask doctors, so they'll say the Rambam is certainly right. I mean, why should the menstrual flow be attached to a day in the month at all? 1 month is a morning, 1 month is a chosel. Well, this is what the Rambam says, and this is what the Rambam says in the Psoki, that there is no such thing as a Veset Kavua of a Chedesh, because it has to do, and whenever the Gemara mentions the Rish Yarche, the Heki Yarche, the Gemara really means Ivestaflogi. Ivestaflogi. In other words, the Gemara has reference to a case where, let's say, the months are 30 days. So remember, it's Ivestaflogi, Mishleishi, Mishleishi. Or Mechoftes, Mechoftes, if you have a number of months that are Hasidic. You know, sometimes you find it, you know, in Cheshvan, and Kislev Tevis, you have 3 months. You have 3 months Chaser. So in other words, so according to the Ramban in the Psoki, there is no such thing as a Veset Achidesh. Only Veset Achidesh. That's the Ramban. But most Rishonim say that besides Veset Achloge, there is also Veset Achidesh. Now, so I don't think that this is difficult, that cannot be explained scientifically. As a matter of fact, I discussed it with a certain doctor. Once we assume that menstruation is grounded in the emotions, so in other words, why is a certain rite attached to a certain day of the month? Why is a certain rite attached to a certain day of the month? The same way as the more assessment of a kami, that if Sheyer is in Wood, with Nageach, and Shabboses, and Yom Tevi, he's not in Wood with Yachel. Now, does the axe know that Shabbos knows all the wonders? The alochas of Shabbos know that? The answer is, the axe doesn't know anything. But on Shabbos and on Yom Tevi, so Jews are dressed differently. So in other words, let's say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, let's say in the ancient towns, so all the Jews were dressed with kapotes and chippetes and Steinbach. And so if that's took notice of this fact, then they are dressed differently. Anyway, so melee, so it seems it has to do, menstruation has to do with the emotions. The emotions and as long as Jews and Jewish women you know, are motivated by the Torah, so mainly it affects the emotions. If it affects the emotions, so that has an effect upon the menstrual flow. Anyway, the Shita of most the shaking means, the Shita of most the shaking means that there is a Vesat Achilles besides Vesat Achilles. So, in Vesat Achilles, so it's three times. Vesat Achilles, it's three times. So, let's say if a woman has a year, and the fifth of this, and the fifth of year, and the fifth of Sivan, so then she can predict and anticipate a year and the fifth of Tammuz. How about Vesat Achilles? So most Hashem say Veset HaFloge requires 4 days in order to begin the Veset HaFloge. Because Veset HaFloge, the basic word is the HaFloge. So mele, only if you have 4 years, do you have 3 HaFloges. But if you have 3 years, you don't have, you only have 2 HaFloges. So that's the Shita of most Hashem. However, the Balamoya Shita, the Balamoya Shita means that that even the Vesta Floge is established for 3 years. Now, it's not our union. Why? I mean, the Floge, I mean, the Shita of most Shaitan is Mistabel. The Shita of most Shaitan is Mistabel. In other words, in Vesta Floge, so we have 3 years. So we understand it's Nikma through the 3 years. But in the Vesta Floge, so the day, what day in the month it is not important. It's the number of days intervening between one day and the other. So if you have only 3 years, you only have 2 HaFloges. In other words, you have a year on the first, and you have a year on the 20th, and you have a year on the 39th. On the 39th. So it's the chof, the chof. So how many HaFloges do you have? You have only 1 HaFloge is from the first to the 20th, and the second HaFloge is from the 20th to the 39th. Why should he establish a Vesat HaFloge? That's the reason, that's why most Hashem say that the Vesat HaFloge requires 3 or 4 years. But anyway, the Balamoya Shita, the other Shita, who agree with Balamoya, that Shita who agree with Balamoya, we say that the Vesat HaFloge can also be established just with 3 years. So whatever the chat is, now, this Balamoya, she does say otherwise, it cannot be understood. Balamoya is really the right. According to the Balamoya, so in such a case, she established, she had 3 years. We would want 15 from the other. So maybe the previous is ignored, it's not recognized. So maybe she establishes as a result of the 7 years, she establishes a visit kavua of that flock of the same. That means, so it's from this to this, and then from this to this, and then from this to this. So maybe she establishes a Vesat Kavua, we have Tessie. Yes?
No.
Yeah, we have Tessie. The Balamoya is Chilei, the Ramban is Chilei, regardless, she doesn't establish any Vesat Kavua. And Balamoya says, after having 7 years, she establishes a Vesat Kavua for in other words, but it's this year. Is it a normal year? Is it a natural year? A natural year? Now, this year is a natural year, and this year is a natural year. But, so she only has 3 natural years. How could she establish a Vesat HaFloge with the Sfofi of the Nil? The answer is the Balamoya. But she doesn't. The Balamoya, she doesn't. The thing that Vesat HaFloge is established. Is established in with the 3 weeks. Even the Vesat HaFloge is established in 3 weeks. Now that's one machlokes Hashem. So we have, I mean, so many basic shittas here in this sugya. Now then the Ramban mentions in the name of the Ramban mentions in the name of the Haibet Knadashi. This is the Haibet Ramban mentions in the Israelite Haibet. Then Ramban mentions another sheet of the Haibet that is not Haibet. Is not Haibet. The Haibet says that now the Ramban mentions it and the Chidushi Aram mentions it. And the Chidushi Aram, we have not one of the best mentions. So what's the other sheet of the Haibet? The sheet of the Haibet is the sheet of the Haibet is, and that sheet of the Haibet, the Ramban agrees with that. But the Balamoya is correct. And the sheet of the Haibet. So the sheet of the Haibet is, the other sheet of the Haibet is, that even though Shmuel says that any Kabas no lesson is him or so, so that only means if a woman, let's say, had an initial here on the first of the month. And then she had an initial here, not initial, and then she had another here, and she had an initial here on the first of this. And then she had a year on the 8th, that's the reason. There she had a year. She had a year on the first of the year, and then another year on the 8th of the year. Then another year on the first of the year, and another year on the 8th of the year. So she's not give us a vessel, we say that it means it was. But suppose a woman had a year on the first of this, and then she had 3 years. Then she had 3 years. Now without claim, we mean on the 8th of this, up to the 18th of this, without claim. So she had 3 years on the 16th of this, the 17th of this, the 18th of this, and the flow continued on the 19th of this. The flow continued on the 19th of this. But the 19th of this is already a beginning. Should have been beginning. Of course, there are Ramban Shittah and Shittah Poster Shem. I mean, not to consider Ramban Shittah, because the Ramban Shittah is contrary to so many demands. So, the beginning of the cycle of the Yemidah is suspended until the woman will have successfully counted 7 days. But now, in this case, so she had initially on the first place, and then she became his own player because she had 3 years on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. But she had a year on the 19th. But she is already his own player. Mahmas, the 3 years that she had on the 16th and 17th and 18th. But she had the year on the fourth successive day too. In other words, on the 19th. Then, in the year again, she had a year on the first of the year. And then she had 3 years on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And then on the year, and on the 19th. And then on the 6th. And then on Sin, she had on Sin, so she had a year on the first of Sin, and she had 3 years, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th of Sin, and the 19th of Sin. So the Bible says, in such a case, she will establish a vessel Kavua on the 19th of every month. Even though Shmuel says that in Isha Kivas, no vessel, Bisei Chimei Zivoso, that is only in Yemezive itself. You see, what is Yemezive? Yemezive, the basic Yemezive are only with Aleph. The basic Yemezive. And why? It's a lot of Yemezive. We don't have to give any time. But the fact is that the Torah calls a real Yemezive the lawyer is Zivoso. So the Ramban explains it. The Ramban explains it. Why do you do so? Because the halacha of the Aleph relationship is halacha mishmisinai, but it's based upon the mitzias. The mitzias is that when a woman becomes a widow, so it's normal for her to be 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, even 7 days. But more than 7 days is pathological. something they want. But then the halacha is that once, even though the basic human zivim are only yudalkei, because the mitzvah is, that's a physiological phenomenon, that after actual nidus, after the 7 days of actual nidus, they are 11 days when she's misurachas dami. Normally, she's misurachas dami. And if she's not misurachas dami, something is the matter with her. So mainly, these are the basic days of the mizim. But then there's other halacha that once a woman became mizorbele, so the commencement of the yiminide is suspended until the woman has counted zayinki. And until the woman has counted as Anuki. So maybe if a woman had an initial year on the first of this, and then she had an initial year on 16, 17, 18, so the 19th will not mark the beginning of the initial. But when can the beginning of the, when can the initial begin again? Only on the 26th, in view of the fact that she already became a Zabidele with the third year and the 18th. So that's another hour. That, but as far as Kriya's Vesnes is concerned, so this halacha of Inisho Kipas no Vesekon, Viseich Vimeizi Moso, and this halacha of Inisho Kipas no Vesekon, Viseich Vimeizi Moso, so that applies only to the basic Vesekon, the Yudalef Yei that fall immediately upon the Yudalekim that follow immediately upon the Zion days of actual use. But the Yimizide that result from the fact that the woman became Yimizide, which normally would not be Yimizide, only in this particular woman. So the 19th is still the Yimizide, the 19th and the 20th and the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. In this particular woman, because of this abnormal condition that she showed. But normally, if everything had been normal in this woman, so the 19th would start the beginning of Yimizide again. So, as far as the cycle of Yimizide is concerned, so that's the Tzrasakosu. That is part and parcel of the Halacha Mishnah Sinai. That even though the basic Yimizide have already elapsed, but since she became Yimizide, right? So the commencement of the Yimizide is suspended. Mashiach in regard to the Kriyas Vestas, so the Halacha, it's not Halacha Mishnah Sinai that a woman is not Kivas Vestas in Yimizide. The whole halacha that a woman is not kibas vesek in mezide is based upon the mitzvahs, upon the physiological phenomena. So this applies only to the basic mezide, but not to the hemshech of mezide, resulting from the fact that a woman became mezide. That's the shita of the Rambam, and the Baramoya is masik, and the Baramoya is masik. And the Balamoya says that it doesn't make any difference. In other words, once in the Yimei Zive, so she cannot be Kibasik, I say, why? Because since the Dom are normally Sulek, so anyway, we cannot establish a pattern for the future, because whatever happens in the Yimei Zive is due to a pathological condition. It's not a normal condition, so mainly it cannot constitute a pattern for the future. So mainly if a woman became Yisabedele, so in other words, so then the normal state of things will only take place after the woman has counted Zaliki. So the male, it cannot establish a vesicle, according to one.
It's mirrored the Rambam Pshita. Would the Rambam agree with the Raifid and the Rambam here?
The Rambam Pshita, I don't want okay. It's not the Rambam Pshita because the Rambam Pshita is unique and according to the Rambam.
Okay.
So it's always an uninterrupted Cheshire.
Okay.
So, in other words, when you spend the Rambam Pshita, so we will be able to discuss the Rambam Pshita. But the Rambam Pshita is that the encounter can be needed, the receiver, so it's always an uninterrupted Cheshire. But we have so many Gemaras in the country. We'll still discuss, we have an ample opportunity to discuss the Shita. Now, another thing that I would like to discuss here, I don't know. Mikveh lekovah l'riezu, shoteich l'mitzide, lekovah vesto, shetestor l'chveikre, yaw l'shom l'shpon, ki lekovah vesto l'mitzide, abo malo shetochit, yaw l'shom l'mitzide, l'eser pal l'vi, apin boah vesto l'mitzide, v'arom ha'isi shaf l'chashim. Now, we'll see, so the Rashbot, the Kedusha Rashbot comes out, Kedusha Rashbot, Rambam, he opened out that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. No, I mean, it's not so explicit. But if you are dying, if you delve into every word of Rashi, into every word of Tesis, you see that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Look at Rashi, how does Rashi explain? Meet when we come. Mikvah Likov, Biseich Limitzide, Yidiboye, Gimu, Zimno Limitche, Ilichot Zimno Yoakam, Vim Yoshua Vim Vodko Yisteh, Vim Yoshua Vim Vodko Teh. So how does Rashi apply the Abaye of Rachpope to the case where a woman had previous Limitzide? In other words, she had an initial riyah on the first of this year. And then she had another riyah on the eighth of this year. Or the Rashi mentioned the swap of this, no, I don't think anything. So she had an initial riyah on the first of this year. Then she had a riyah on the 15th of this year. Then she had again an initial riyah on the first of the year. And then another riyah on the 15th of the year. Then another initial riyah on the first of this year. And another riyah on the 15th of this year. So she doesn't establish a vessel to one. So the Shaila, my rapport is, does she establish a vessel to one? In other words, she still has to be rejected. That's how Rashi explains that body. But it says, doesn't apply to this case where she had 3 years in the disease. Tetzves applies the Abaye according to Tetzves. The Abaye by Rapport is something else altogether. In other words, according to Tetzves, so since in the Zime she cannot establish any Beset Kavua, so why not? Why can't she establish a Beset Kavua? Because it's an abnormal thing. So anyway, how can you predict for the future? Vestas means it is a certain pattern. She became addicted to a certain pattern of a menstrual flow. But if the pattern, the VS comes establishing the pattern, are grounded in normalcy, okay. But if the VS constituting the pattern are not grounded in normalcy, in a pathological condition, so maybe she cannot establish a pattern for the future. So that's the plain shot in the initial kibas of Vesel and Wasel. So maybe for the same reason that she is not kibas, a Vesel comes with Wasel, because it's grounded in an unnatural phenomenon, in an abnormal pathological condition. Why should she be a change like for a Vesel Sheni Kavua? Vesel Sheni Kavua is also normal, but it's not addicted this year. Mashenkin this is grounded in a pathological condition. So according to Tetzves, it's mashma, in such a case, she's not Cheshesh's opening. But Tetzves explains the Abaye of something else. Mikvah In other words, suppose she was kibasim hesed in the yimei nida, and then in accordance with that hesed that she was kibas the yimei nida, so eirie, so then there is a certain day that is the yimei zikun. Does she have to be separated from the husband or not? Now, I mentioned the Baramirshi. Baramirshi means that if she had 7 years in that pattern, so then she establishes after having 7 years, so she already had 3 years. Natural years, I mean, the year, this year, and this year, and this year, so she establishes a vessel every 15 days. Now, in this case, she established the Vesed Kavua according to the Baal Moya. She established the Vesed Kavua according to the Baal Moya on the 85th day. Now, the next year, according to this pattern, should be on the 99th day. On the 99th day. And that will be in the amazing. In the amazing day. Now, according to the Baal Moya, so that is another thing. So, once she established a Vesed Kavua in the Yimei, so that is the Avaya Barakopi, which she has to be Hisheshes. So, in other words, so according to Tesis, the Avaya Barakopi is not as to whether a woman who had 3 years in the Yimei Zime, whether she has to be Hisheshes. For those 3 years. No! If the 3 years took place in Yisiva, she doesn't have to go to Sheshes. Because these years are grounded in abnormalcy. So it's nothing to the change. Just because she was abnormal, she was in a pathological state. For 3 months, it doesn't mean that she has to follow it up. So, but if the 3 years were established in the Yimei, and now, let's say, the 99th day, is she a soul die or not? So, if we say that Rishashes, it's Rishashes. If we say not Rishashes, say not Rishashes. Now, I don't want to go over that issue because that will involve us for some time. Now, so someday, first we have to go over this case. As a matter of fact, we already discussed part of this. And then, before we started the tour, which you know, so there are certain black people, very basic people. So we should go over the whole sukkah and starting at the Mishnah that the Spore of Dalai, Koranoshim Cheskastala Lebarei, Haboim Yadera Cheshirem Lehem Cheskastala. So here is the sukkah. Whether best is the Raisa or the best is the Rabbono, very basic sugi. Up to the Mishnah and the Babel of the Zion Omelam. The Zion Omelam. So you should go over this whole sugi in the cases for some. And then, after that, so we have to go over, I might as well tell you, the sugi that we downloaded. From the Dalet, the Mishneh Dalet is Yisroel Mishams and Mishneh, up to this Mishneh, but first we have to go over the Mishneh and that as well. Then after that, the Mishneh Dalet, and after that, we'll start the Mishneh Dalet, that Mishneh we already discussed, up to the end of the first period. And then we start Bezos Hashem to be better. So, look at it.
Kaf Tamas Hashem Tafshin Yabes to our love. That's me.
Mishra Yikova, Meir Hushmai, Meir Hushmai. So Rashi explains it in connection with the woman who was kibas a vessel, a sikh in the zib. So she doesn't have no isha, she is no vessel for one. Shaila is, maybe she has the status of a woman who has a vessel changed for one. What's enough to mean to a woman who has a vessel for one? How many times, how many shiluim, how many deviations are required in order to wipe out the vessel? So that's the abaya. So this is how Rashi explains the abaya. Tesis spells it out that the whole abaya of Rafote is only in regard to a case where the woman was kibas ibeset in the immediate. But then she was kibas ibeset, let's say, to see every the 22nd day. So then, in a certain time, so the 22nd day happens to be the immediate. So that's the case where our Papa says that she has a status of a woman who has invested in Kabua, and on that day she has to be separated from the Baal. Mashaiki, if the Kriyas to place in the Mizive, then even a Papa is made that she doesn't have to be Cheshese, she's interested by it. Because cases told it out. Mikvah, we come out with Yezu, Shogir, Hil, and Zile. We come out with Vesta, she stole a rake, and we show his pony. He will come out with Mimide. Abo, Mau, Shetoche, Shal, the Kviu, Shal, Mimide, less upon me. Not, as Rashi explains it, where she had a Ria on the first of Nisim, and on the 15th of Nisim, on the first of Ria, the 15th of Ria, on the first of Sim, and the 15th of Sim. So she does not give us a vessel kavua. Does she have the status of a vessel chain kavua? In that case, according to the text, Rav Papa is made it that she is not a sword of wife. As a matter of fact, Rashi's pshat involves a very big chiddush, something that is not even mentioned in the Gemara. Because Rav Papa said, Ne'er Zana, Hoy Zolimudo in Israel in Tezvo, Vishin Zolimuchot, Zed Le'asur. We all have the Bashmore, we shall know this world through us all. Sheikh plays in the Yosso. The sheets are in Kozai. The Hadi was a Sentate, kind of said in the Bosso. We can tell you there is a Sun. In other words, a woman had a basic Kubwa of every 22nd. And then, so she already established. So she had a basic Kubwa that she established the Yemenide, not the Yemenide. But in 1 month, she missed the period, and it was postponed, on that day, on the 22nd. And she had it on the 27th. So now, and the Mishnah says that she has to be chayshish for the 22nd and for the 27th. And Rav Papa assumed that when the Mishnah says she has to be chayshish for the 22nd and the 27th, so it means the 22nd is of the day she should have had the Ria. Not the 22nd is of the 22nd, not the 22nd is of the 27th. In other words, she was Kibia in Vesit on the 22nd. Let's say, Nisim, Nia, and Sid. Then, in Tamil, she expected it to have it on the 22nd. She didn't have it in Tamil on the 22nd. She had it on the 27th in Tamil. So the Mishnah says, then we know she has to be chesheshes for the Vesed Kavua on the 22nd, and the Vesed Sheni Kavua, only one she had a Vesed, and she sold down on the 27th. So I promise you that it means the 22nd, we know she has to be chesheshes, and the 22nd is all the rest 22nd. And the 27th is of the rest 22nd. Now, if we figure it, if we reckon it, the 22nd is of the 22nd, but on the 22nd, in the rest month, on the 22nd, she didn't have any years down. In the rest month, she had the years down on the 27th. So actually, it means that the 22nd, you know, will be the 17th as of the last Riesdan. The 17th that's in Rizile. So here we are dealing the case that from which a prophet deduces an answer to his abaya that a woman in the Rizile is he has a status of a woman who has a Vesech Eidikon Bua, she has the Fecheshes, like a woman of a Vesech Eidikon Bua. So what kind of a case does he mention? The kind of a case, the kind of an example that Tesis mentions, not that Rashi mentions. On the contrary, so Tashmis of Gemara is like Tesis, not like Rashi. So the Rashi Paul explains it. In other words, Rashi Shiti is Enochanam. The Raya of Rafope is from the case where the woman was established the best for one in the needy. And then she established the Vesek Kuvua in the Nisim. So she established the Vesek Kuvua in the Nisim. Now, but in all, so she missed the dam on the 22nd. And she had the dam, she had the biggest dam in all on the 22nd. I'm sorry, in Tammuz, she missed it. In Tammuz, she missed it on the 22nd, and she had it on the 27th. So the Mishnah says, you know, she has to be recessed for the 22nd, and for the 27th. And the Borek Rapopit means 22nd days of the 22nd, and 27th days of the 22nd. Now, if we reckon that the 22nd days of the 22nd, so, and the last 22nd in Tammuz, so she there was no Riesdan. So that means the Riesdan took place on the 27th in Tammuz. So the 22nd is the 22nd in all, as of the 22nd would really be the 17th. As of the 27th. And the 17th as of the last Rie would be within the Yemezile. So, but in this case, so it's Raya and it's Rishashis. But in this case, from which Rav Pope deduces an answer to Inshaile, so it's a case where the Veset was Nikva in Yemezile. So Meirchatei said that even if the Veset was Nikva in Yemezile, that she should be Rishashes. So according to Jesus, in Okaname, only, a Rapope is only patient from this Mishneh, that in the case where the Veset was Niklas in the Nide, and then that day turns out to be in the Yemezive, so she should be Rishashes. But if the Veset was Niklas in the Yemezive there, it was grounded in an abnormal condition, so maybe she doesn't even have the Rishashes. Like a woman who has a Vesech Eidikon Bua. That's Tesis. And Rashi Shiti means that even though the Raya is from the case where the Vesech was Nikva Yemenide, but since we see from that where the Vesech was Nikva Yemenide, so even in Yemenide, where there everything is, even here takes place in Yemenide, so it's a pathological condition. Is it a radical condition? Still, yes, the Rishashes, so the same thing should be true. Of a case where the whole Veset was the class in the Mizibet, that she still has the Rishashes. But that's the machlekes between Rashi and Jesus. Alright, now the next thesis. Alman Rishyal Kalanim. Now again, I mean, from this Gemara is contrary to the Shita's Rambam. Because the Gemara says here in so many words, because some of the Rapope Eschel Mitaotim, Eschel Mitaotim, and you know, Nido Pischom Eschel Mizayim. So the Marshal, I mean, the Marshal, it's not a guy of the Marshal to mention his Rambams. I mean, very seldom does the Marshal mention the Rambam Shiki. But on this Gemara, the Marshal mentions the Rambam Shiki. Why? Because the Rambam Shiki is very strange. I mean, it seems to be contrary to so many Sukkis. Right now, you see the Marshal, the rest Marshal, and the Iskusi. he says, Mikan Yerayach. Even here, he doesn't spell out the Rambam's name. But he says, Mikan, the first line, that Ches, Nimashon, the second column, Mikan Yerayach, and she is Rashi Rambam, the Izira of the Italic, the Smuch and Yeshiva, Shavuos of the Nikis, the immediately know, Shaikam, the Chomzaki, so Shaikam, Miyel, Chomzai, Melech, when you know, Lizim, Batu Rapote, can be a little piece from the Chomzai, about Pishin, Roh, Lizim, the Rias Abbasin. So, in other words, so that this Gemara is captured. He's come to the Shia's house. All right, now, the thing is, I'll remember the Shia the commandment. He came out here from Mishmuri or Shay or call a take him in the Ida. Now, it's not in our version, it's in another Madure. The Dalai with the comma. So, how can Rav Kope deduce from this, from Rav Yechem's memory, the teacher of Ibas of Besset, is here in Minidoso, that we are mainly meaning all. Maybe we're not mainly meaning all. We reckon from the day when the Rie actually took place, not from the day when the Rie should have taken place. But, so the question is, why does the Rie can say that this is a case of Yishe the Basel, less than the Zechim the Nidoso? The answer is, because the first 2 years were already there. She Hazoya Vishyarka and Hamisham Yarka and Vishyarka and Hamisham Yarka. So in Nisan, she had the Rias down on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan. And in Ria, she had the Rias down on the first of Ria and on the fifth of Ria. So maybe we are not making with Ian at all. But it's called Ishikabas or Besset. Biseich, he made it also because the first 2 years. Woe be definitely be made lost. Who pure Sharashi died in the Koma Kibas, definitely lost. Masha the Pamgibu do Akhias, having to be lost. All the Hoshik to the Was of Isha. So according to Rashi, that Madure, the whole Raya is from the Rosh of Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan uses the Rosh. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Isha Kibas, no Vesel, the Sikhin in Gosso. When is Kibas? When is the Kriyas Ares? Not the first 3 years. The Kriyas Abesim takes effect in the third year. So it's mashma that the Rechanan considers the moment of the third year. Of the third year also be second in the When is the third year? The third year is Shed Rehe, and the first of Nisan, the fifth of Nisan, the first of the year, the fifth of the year, and the first of Sivan, which he missed it, but on the fifth of Sivan. So when is the Kriyas of the Besim? And the fifth, the third day, and the fifth of Sin, and he calls it Biseich Yiminidoso. So it's Midayik from the Rosh of Rabbi Yechanan. We deduce from the Rosh of Rabbi Yechanan that he considers the fifth of Sin to be Biseich Yiminidoso. How is it Biseich Yiminidoso? She didn't have any of his down on the first of Sin. The answer is she was expected to have a big down. Even though she didn't have it, so it's considered as if she had it. Now, if she had it, then the fifth of Sivan would be Bisiyah Yiminidoso. So even though she didn't have it, it's considered as if she had it, but maybe it's considered as if she had it. So the whole Gali is only from the Rosh. But if Rabbi Yechanan had said, instead of using the expression, Isha Kibas no Besa Bisiyah Yiminidoso, but Rabbi Yechanan would say, in Isha, Roa Sodam, Bivish Yarach and Bechamisha Yarach, Ubivish Yarach and Bechamisha Yarach, the Ashi Hazoy and Bechamisha Yarach, Ubivish Yarach and Hazoy, having Kobo Beset, then we wouldn't be able to deduce from the Rechen that he holds memory and all. We are able, Rapope is able to deduce from the Rechen's memory that Meir will be in a row because he uses the expression he shall be vast the Besset says. He doesn't say second vast. In other words, in the third year he is here. So that's the whole source of the deal. Big shot, let me just go over the case. How the Choshev Kelewa Sovishyam vincerlo. Di uomo vuol dire tra i dieci, ma so vishiale, vehiviale, schlimme, schlimme sin, di hashtag, mamme, stelle, mi gosto. So, why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua just refute the rebut, the raya by Rapoke, by applying Rabbi Yechon's memory to the case where she had 3 years. 3 years. A year on the first of Nisan, the fifth of Nisan, the first of the year, the fifth of the year, the first of Sivan, the fifth of Sivan. So in such a case, Rabbi Yechon says, Shibuvazin Lazo. So then, there certainly is no raya that Rabbi Yechon holds, mainly me in a hole. Unless Dari Shai, in Tiram Hamishim Yar, the Shachin is Dalek, who is his Kikhomit, is in power, or hey, Yar, actually, after the rest of him will come in, the Shibi Rashi, we should be very calm, we can be Rabbi Yechon in my insos, we should be poor, Hamas Tislos, we don't even go, so you see Hadike. So, what's the purpose? Of course, today, Bismarck said that we're not, the Moshim are not as good as the Tigers. So they don't have to make a decay twice a day, Shachis Yahas. But Bisman, when the Moshim were Asuk in the Tires, so then a woman had to make, every woman had to make a decay twice a day, Shachis. She wouldn't have to make a ticket. 2 tickets every day, so many times some of the tumeis of the kochim, the tarets, would unnecessarily be contaminated. But if she's the remaining or so the town is a child, I mean she cannot handle tarets anyway. So there could be another reason as to why she should make two tickets in order to make a bigger rest. So the Mishnah says, the Yemen daughter, she doesn't have to make a ticket. So the Gemara says, from this Mishnah, it's an ayat of Shlokish, that the Yemen daughter, she cannot be resurrected because according to Abiyatan, she can be resurrected. Why shouldn't she make a ticket in the Yemen daughter? She cannot. There is no naftimine as far as handling the talis is concerned, but there is naftimine in the yard in the creas of the rest. So the Gemara says, "V'yishiv Rashi the Tam with the Rabbi Yechon, so some people have asked this question: Do we lose the mitzvah of tikkun? Do we live with the power of rest? Can Rabbi Yechon ukach hamakshe? So in other words, so the Gemara gives the talis that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Mayim Pesuach. And when does Rabbi Yechon say that and he shows the Vaz in Vesel? He says that he does so, it's a Mayon Tosso. So the Melech Gemara says in so many words that where the Mayon is a Mayon Pesuach, then Rabbi Yechon is also made to Rishlokish, that and he shows not the Vaz in Vesel, he says that he does so. So the Melech we could have would have been Rabbi Yeshua to not at one. Rabbi Yechon's Halochet of Ishi Kovas Vesel, he does so to the case where Nisha is so down on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, the first of the year, the fifth of the year, the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan. Because when can she be Kivaz and Vesel? On the fifth of Sivan. But if she saw on the first of Sivan a dam, so that means her mind was already persuaded. So the Mele, the really on the fifth of Sivan cannot be Kivaz and Vesel. So obvious, so that's why Rabbi Yeshua had to apply Rabbi Yechon's din to another case. חסויים ויש יחד ויש יחד ועשר חמיד של יחד ויש יחד. So, בישיב אל אשר פרי כמה מבין רביך, מה אני עושה שם פרה בסיס גוסם שקודם אני לא עושה נצרי רבית, יוביל בגדו מקבול בעשר רביך. וכך אמר שאין פרו כמה נצרי רביך, ומה אני עושה שרוע זה בגימו, 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 הביאה הלכה. בגיצה, בטרק מהם, סו שיעוד נסודה, מה נפיל פרי מהם, ולא יפה נשאר, יביאו שלישי, סימי מה אני עושה. So, according according to Rav Kotel, it's considered mine source who must this in the Kamek in Shiroah, so Trezin, Rishiach, and Heviach, who is Shiroah, so Rishiach, and Heviach. So, Shaki, Tira, we can go away with covering for the Kabino of this, the mine for Swap. I will come to Shino, Shio, be taken in the Nido, Shemotina, the Kibu, the Heviach, when the Mishnah said that he died. That the Nisho with a certain palace be mainly also, she doesn't have to make any tickets. So the Mishneh, and the Mishneh is referenced to Mayim Pesuach, so that means that when she saw only in 2 months, she saw only in two months. She saw on the first of the month and the fifth of the month. She only saw and missed and near on the first of the month and the fifth of the month. So then Kiroaso Rishach, and then she saw on the first of Sivan. So then she doesn't have to make a ticket on the fifth of Sivan, because since she saw on the first of Sivan, after seeing in 2 months on the first and the fifth, and then she saw on the first of Sivan, now the fifth of Sivan, she doesn't see any doubt. So she doesn't, the Mishnah says, she doesn't actually get any gifts, because of what avail, of what significance will be, as far as Tyre is concerned, she can't get any Tyre anyway. And as far as Kriya's present is concerned, since she already saw on the first and the fifth in the year, and the Nisan in the year, and she already saw on the first of Sivan, so, of what effect will you have here in case she finds herself mayor? Be on the fifth of Sivan. So, I shall feel clearly convenient of this in my perspective. I will come to Shiro, Shiro, be taken in the meeting. Shall I tell you the beginning of the heavy aspect? Do we reach out? Will not have a lot of what's in the last year, do we see the Vishyak in the other? Did you have a lot of perspective? And when Vishyak in the Shiro has a phrase in the Vishyak, good, that the Lion Sosom, who became a name after that we provide so they have paid, but Shiro has a Vishyak, a horse of Lion Sosom, to Vishyak, the whole Hazoy, the Hopay, don't be saved, did he say? Very, very dear of the forest, very dear of the forest, the Ochet Dayot Yehoshit to the Oas of the Gimu to the Shiav. Deal of Ochet, so the first Teret, the case is mentioned, that the deal with the Raya from the Fote is from the Rosh of Rabbeinu. If Rabbeinu hadn't used that Rosh, Kivasro, which is reference, which is descriptive of the third Rie, then there wouldn't be any Raya. Now Tesit is another text. Tesit is another text. Wait till we finish the Ochetai. The Hoshim Ki Uroaso Bidimu Bilishyav. The Rav Ochet, and my Kobo Veset, how we feel so Eno Mina Achille Shebo Bimilidos. So, Umiyu Teine Leiva Kam Ki Yukovenak The Hoshim Ki Uroaso We also wishyalch it in the cattle a couple of veset, we wishyalch it, we will dope it. I died here, we have a couple of veset, we have a base, we have a base, we have a base. So things is catching here. But how can we apply a purpose aloche of kidney coronac? In other words, that may not be at all. Where did the fish lay in the pits? Where the woman was in the mood to see on the 22nd? And then in 1 month, she had a postponement of the day. She was, that she had a day on the 27th. So, in view of the fact that she already had 3 years before the day on the 27th, so in Mele, we were able to predict that he should have been here on the 22nd, but he didn't. So then we can understand Rabbi Moshe Ben Yiro. But in this case, we couldn't even predict that she is expected to see on the 22nd. So how can we be made with Yiro? So we explain it last time. I mean, that's the pshat of the first portion in Tetzis. And the Rashi, in other words, that of course it goes without saying that, and that if the woman has not established the chazoki, so that we can predict in advance that she is expected to see, so then we cannot say many in hope. I mean, how can we say can we cover up? Well, that means she's who's of her to see on the 22nd. Even though she didn't see, all right, so we say there was a special reason as to why she didn't see. But she should have seen. But before she was home, we got to see. So how, on the first of the month, we cannot say, can you recall an act? Can you recall an act? But, so we explain that she did. I mean, it's impossible to understand it any other way. Because there is machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Amiel, whether two times counts in the chazoke, or three times counts in the chazoke. Now, the Gemara says, now we pass in the Chumre, like her, that two times constitutes a chazok in the Chumre, let's say, Gabi Katlan is the Gabi Mishikon, who means Machmasire. So, if two children in the family die Machmasire, so then we cannot be mal the other children. So we pass in the Chumre, like her, that two times constitutes a chazok. But the Gemara says, regarding two things, so we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We got the Vestes and we got the Shiramot. We got the Vestes, in other words, that there is a loche that a bar he has to prepare some of the Vesto on the day of the Vestes. So he has to be separated from his wife. So only if she had 3 years, if she has 2 years now, and we got the Shiramot, so the loche is a Shiramot, and it dictates a cliché that is addicted to going, so the owner pays it as a shalom only if he already goes three shalom, each one. Then, on the fourth mitzvah, he is higher than a shalom. But if he goes only two shalom, on the third mitzvah, he pays a chotzer. So Tensei says, Ligabi Shiramuet, Tensei Sivonis, says, Ligabi Shiramuet, that even Rebbe is made. Is made that he doesn't become Shiramuet with two nikkes, only with three nikkes. And the Balaam, in regard to Vestes, so some of you say the reason is why we got Vestes. We are major, and we are not made with Homer, and we are major, and we say that when she is the Baal required to be paying some of the stone, if she had 3 years, but if she had only 2 years now, because we pass from Vestes to Balaam. Implication being, according to Mandoma Vestes, the right say, so then the Baal would have to be paid some of the Vesto, even if the woman had only 2 weeks. But the Lamoya says, and the other machine who agreed upon it, the justice in regard to Shiramue. So everybody agrees that with less than 3 years, the owner doesn't have to pay for the job. So, the shear doesn't become an akhon. So in regard to Vestes, even the Rebbe is made, that with less than 3 years, the Baal is not mechuyev to be peiros, some of the best. Even Rebbe is made. So even according to Mandoma, the Vestes derives, Rebbe will still be made. So he explained it. In other words, the machleket between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is without the question when something happens two times, not three times, do we say, let's say, if a woman had two husbands, yeah, so she's got one, she has a tendency somehow to cause harm to the husband. Unintentionally, or let's say a mishmoch. So let's say two children were dying machmas mila. So in other words, if we say two times in the chazoke, so we say the fact If only one child in the family died Mahasilvah, then we have to attribute it to an accident. But if two children die in the family, then we cannot say it's an accident. Apparently, there is a tendency in that family. I mean, today we attribute it to a hemophilia. There is a certain condition that there is a tendency that the children of that family to die Mahasilvah because of a hemophilia, whatever the reasons. And Rashi Gamliel says no. Only if three children died in the family. But if two children died, so just as in the case where one child died in the family, we say it's an accident. So when two, we also say it's an accident. It's an accident. So then the shayla is for the two times constantly the chazoke that we should say there is a tendency to that the children of that family to die, machmas mila or not. So there we have a machlekes, whether two is a chazoke or three is a chazoke. Mashayikin yigabi shiravue. So the reason is why the Torah says that the shiakam, the owner, pays chotzenes, and shiravue, the owner, pays the sekshomen, is not because there are certain shvorim who are born innocent, and there are certain shvorim who are born with an instinct to go, ferocious. No, all shvorim are born the same way. But some shvorim addict themselves to going in the same way as many youngsters addict themselves to drugs. They're not born drug addicts. They're not born with the tendency to take drugs, but did by habit, heroin as a teva. So shiramuit is based upon heroin, not upon the pure. That this shayya was born with the tendency to go. Well, this shayya was born the same tendencies as any other shayya. But this shayya, unfortunately, habituated itself, and cultivated a habit, addicted itself. So even Rebbe who says, two times comes the hazoke, where it's a, so he says it, it's a hazoke when it's a question of determining whether there is a certain tendency in certain shpocha or in a certain person. So twice also gives rise to the possibility that there is a certain tendency. It's not just an accident. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, twice is like once. It's an accident. Only three times. But where the thing is grounded in the cultivation of a habit, so there he remains later, the two times do not addict a person or an animal. Only three times constitute a habit. So melee, as far as menstruation is concerned, so it's both are true. First of all, it might be that certain women have a tendency to menstruate every 25th day. They're not because they cultivated a habit, so they do it that way. Because they just have, because of their constitution, so they have a tendency to have a menstrual flow every 25th day. And other women every 30th day. But that in itself would not be the higher the Yisrael of being paid in some investor. Where is there an Yisrael of being paid in some investor when there is more than just an indication of the possible tendency to sit down every 25th day? When it is established on the basis of the habit, because she addicted herself. And then you ask, what has it to do with addiction? The answer is, because menstruation is grounded in emotions. We see, that the Koyom Bimotze here, so Rabbiya says, that she doesn't have to Heishesh, lest she'll have her ears down. Shecholom is Abakes Sadomim. And that we know that the women in the concentration camp for 5 years, they didn't have the period. So it has to do with emotions. If it has to do with emotions, so merely just as one as a person can addict himself to drugs, so he can addict himself to sit down in a certain in accordance with a certain pattern. So when is there the Yisrael when is the Nisiah of people, some of the best of Zatimus in Israel, Mikana Zoko, in Israel, she pinched some of the best of, not when there is an indication that a woman might have a tendency to have a menstrual flow in a certain cycle, but only when she cultivated a use, a habit, when she addicted herself. So, in order to be addicted, so less than three times you cannot be addicted. Only three times you addict yourself. But with less than three times, you cannot addict yourself. So in Melee, but as far, according to Rebbe, the two times the Hazoki and two times takes it out from the realm of accident and shows that there is a certain tendency, it's not just an accident. So according to Rebbe, with 2 years, we can also predict that in more probability, since she had the years down on the first ones and on the first of the year, so we can predict that on the first of Sivan, she'll also, in all probability, she'll be years down. But the Issa doesn't apply just because we say it's very likely she'll have another years down on the first of Sivan. When does the Issa of Yisartimus the Israel take effect? Only when we can predict on the basis of addiction. But if we can predict on the basis of a tendency, so then the Issa of Yisartimus the Israel, so some of the rest doesn't apply. Some of the so we can understand Rashi Shikin. Rapoke says, in the case where the woman sat down on the first of the Nisan and the fifth of the Nisan, the first of the year and the fifth of the year, so too, she has not established a vessel on the first of the month as yet. And if she lets me shower, am I required to be separated from the husband on the first of Sivan? So the Pesach will be, no, you're not required. You're not required. But if the question will be, can we predict with any degree of probability that she probably will have a years down on the first of Sivan, then according to Rebbe we say yes. So Mele, since we can predict, so Mele it's considered already as minimal. So that's why. But this is Rashi. But then the Tisa says it's Rashi. But since the Chachon, why does Tisa say it's Rashi? So he says, So why do you say the Kasha? Because since the Chachamim said that Elisha is only a soul of the Bible after she cultivated habit, and the habit is not cultivated, addiction cannot take place with less than three times, so even though as far as predicting is concerned, we can predict that she is likely to have a year on the first of Sivan, but since the Chachamim did not ask her to be the husband, so the male should not be considered to be the whole either. Because, in other words, since this likelihood, this probability is not so strong, so the male it should didn't be considered to be the whole. So the Bible teaches it, the knowledge, the mind, that when Rapoke applies Rabbi's to the case of Rishi Yachel, the Hebi Yachel, it doesn't mean that she just saw on the first of this and the fifth of this and the first of the year and the fifth of the year, but again, kind of reference to the case where she saw on the first of this and the fifth of this. But she saw on the first of the year and the fifth of the year. She saw on the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan. So he says, and you before the Mayakesh was in the Zim, believe me out of the head. So the question, why doesn't he spell it out? He just says, Kin Hazoy Hatan of Akin Hazoy Rishiach Hamishiach, Rishiach Hamishiach. Why doesn't he say again? He only mentions Rishyal Hamishi Biyalchet twice. Why doesn't he say Rishyal Hamishi Biyalchet twice? So it's this he says, we find it in Shas. Such, when Gemara doesn't mention all the times. So what is understood? We come at what is in the Gabi Kotzen Warasa. So Gemara only mentions there twice, even though Gemara definitely there, and that Gemara has reference to the case where three times. So is it there Hashas to omit? So we hold the Moka, the Hashka Hazoe, the Hibiyak, who will Hazoe. So doesn't that tend to indicate that she becomes a woman with the rest of Ruah only as a result of this Riyas? So then we must say that she didn't have Riyas on the first and the fifth in 3 months, but she only had Riyas on the first and the fifth in 2 months. So because if she had Riyas on the first and the fifth of this end of year, end of Sivan, now it's Tammuz. So then, who has to resort to a year now in Tammuz? She already had 3 years on the first and the fifth in Sivan. She had the 3 years on the first and the fifth of Sivan. So, Ramush Dalai Yisrael who asked the Rabbi of Messiah, the Rabbi of Kuvam, he was in the Kamway, and the Rabbi of Shaddai Yisrael, the Rabbi of Yisrael, the Rabbi of Yisrael, the Rabbi of Kamway, the Rabbi of Yisrael, the Rabbi of Yisrael, the in other words, because the Indian of Vestes, so, the Indian of Vestes has significance in 2 areas. First of all, regarding being paid some of the Vesta. So, as far as being paid some of the Vesta is concerned, in view of the fact that she already had Rias and the first and the fifth in sin, over and above the Rias and the first and the fifth in Nisan and Nia, so Yiddish, she's anyway a soul of life, some of the Vesta. Without any Rias in Tammuz, she has soul. But the Indian of Vestas has significance in another area. In regard to Dayan Shaita. So, what they say is that if a woman has a Vesit Kavua, let's say, to sit down on the 25th of the month, and then she has a Vesit Kavua, and then on a certain month, so she has a reading on the 25th, let's say she established a Vesit Kavua of sitting down on the 25th of this, the 25th of year, 25th of sin. And then, and Tammuz on the 25th, she also has a real time. So then, we are not determining the Tammuz she had to an affair. If she saw it in accordance with her passion, now, so this woman, so this is how Rafoke applies the Vilchanin's halachic of Ishuk Vasa Vesap Sechim and Gosu to the case where a woman had the vessel. Had a vessel. So, Gimuzine, Birishyal and Hebiyal, she had a real down on the first and the fifth of Nisan, on the first and the fifth of Iyar, on the first and the fifth of Zin. Now, in Tammuz, on the first of Tammuz, she did not have a real down. Not a real down. That does not mean that in all, she's in terms of Bible on the first of all. She will still be a sort of Bible because the omission on the first of Tammuz is only one omission. And in order to be Akir, a vessel of Ruah, there must be three omissions. But, so no one is discussing that. Of course she's a sort of Bible until she'll have three omissions. But, on the first of Tammuz, she did not have the Yisdan. And then on the fifth of Tammuz, she has the Yisdan. Now, the halacha means that if a woman has a riyas dam, has a menstrual flow in accordance with her pattern, what's her pattern? What's the woman's pattern? Of having a menstrual flow on the fifth of the month as a sequence to a menstrual flow on the first of the month. Her pattern does not consist in having a menstrual flow on the fifth of the month. No. Her pattern consists of having the menstrual flow And the fifth of the month is a sequence to a menstrual flow and the first of the month. So now in Tammuz, she did not have any menstrual flow and the first of Tammuz. But she had a menstrual flow and the fifth of Tammuz. So if we don't say mainly in a row, so we do not consider the thing that was expected to happen as if it happened. Some way it's true. So we do not say, we wouldn't say Dayo Shaito according to this. Because Dayo Shaito you only say if the Rie harmonize with the pattern of the Rie. And the pattern of the Rie is to have the flow and the faith of the mouth as a sequence to a Rie and the first. But here it wasn't as a sequence of the Rie and the first, because on the first there was no Rie. But if we say many in a row, so that means that which was expected to happen, which had happened, but for some inexplicable reason did not happen. Why? What was the reason? We don't know. Maybe there was an emotional block on the first of Tammuz, and that precluded a flow on the first of Tammuz. But it should have happened, except for a special cause that precluded a flow of dam on the first of times. But if we say mainly in a row, so we consider that which was expected to happen as if it happened. As it happened. So mainly then we can consider the flow she had on the fifth of Tammuz, not only as a flow on the fifth by itself, as an independent flow on the fifth, but as a flow on the fifth, as a switch to place, as a sequence to a flow on the first, even though the flow on the first never took place anymore. But it should have. This is. So, hold in Loka Rashi Khajoi, Baby Alpha, Baby Alpha Khajoi, Rabbi Shabbat Yisra, Ashikam, the Messiah, the Khoi, 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 the שדאיו שייטו ויזו כאילו בייסי ולכן כמה דין דאיו שייטו שעס וזה דווקא ומי אבי לא יבעשו אשתו אבי מוצא למים אבי קורא לבסד מי שעשו הבאי ידעת עד שדאקי לבסד דיו פעם ואשתו לוקח אבל גם בגרבי לא יחזור רישי ארכה קורא לבסד בהי ידעת מי שיחים שבוע עשו כאילו זינים הי ידעת גם בחיל ידעת חושב כאילו עשו רישי ארכה In other words, that we consider that which was expected to happen as if it happened. According to that Pshat, so this Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yochanan applies the halacha of Mishik Vas Pesach Tzich Yomim Doso even to the case of Imai Pozrach, because Rav Pope applied Rabbi Yochanan's din to the case where she saw down on the first and the fifth of Nisan on the first and the fifth of Iyar on the first and the fifth of Sivan, and then in Tammuz she didn't see any down on the first of Tammuz, but she saw down on the fifth of Tammuz. So we still say Ishak of Asma Meset that as a result of the three years on the first and the fifth in Nisan Iyar and Sivan, so she was Kibasa Meset, but it was a Maikoswar. So, in other words, so Rapope is saying that the comment of the Mishi is Kabas, it has to be said, so even if it's a case of the Mahaprasuah, not only a case of the Mahaprasuah, but that's contrary to what Gemara says, the finale. So, this is at first, Zeyachanah, that our Gemara so is not the core with the Maskoni of Gemara, the finale, because our Gemara, Rapope is you. That the Kotrabi Khalishi is Kibasi Meset, also, even if it's a case of Maimuswa, like the Hadam in Yom Kippur, it's not for Dalai. So this is it. Rabbi Motzo Milo Tamecho, they can still say that the Maimuswa, you can teach them as this is very common, if you don't do it, they can read it. So you have Ahmed Gimore could have said it. In Ahmed, but then this is something else, no? That this Gemara that Pokes when we hear, so could accord with the Maskon of Gemara Dachidala. But then the question arises, but you all in the Maskoli, that Hidalov said in so many words, that Rabbi Yehuda applies his halacha of Yishikavas, Rabbi Yehuda also, to in case of a Mayan Zosu, but not to in case of a Mayan Pazua, in Kia, Rabbi Kapote visualized Rabbi Yehuda's deen in connection with the case where she was a Mayan Pazua. The answer is no. It depends, because there are two pshat in Rashi that you know it. What is Mayim Pesulach? So one pshat in Rashi is Mayim Pesulach if a woman had a Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, a Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan and the fifth of Nisan, and the Riyas Dam on the first of Sivan and the fifth of Sivan, and in the intervening age she had no flow of Dam. So that's also called Mayim Pesulach. But then there is an Avosh in Rashi, no. If a woman had a Riyas Dam, on the first of the month, and then there was one day on which she was devoid of Dam, let's say, even if she had a Riyas Dam on the first of this, the second of this, the third of this, the fourth of this was devoid of Dam, and the fifth of this, she had Dam. And then again, Mia, she had the flow of Dam on the first of the year, the second of the year, the third of the year. The fourth of the year was the void of Dam, and on the fifth of the year, again Dam. And then, in Sivan, on the first of Sivan, second of Sivan, third of Sivan, she had the Dam, she had the void of Dam. The fourth of Sivan, she was the void of Dam, she was the kiss, the void of Dam. And then on the fifth of Sivan, again, as long as there was a pause one day, and which was free. And so that means, so then it's already called Mayim Pesulach. Some melee can explain that, and it still is in accordance. So when the Torah is saying that the Yichud is made in Yishu is not the last investment we see if he made it or so, that means if a woman had the Riyas Dam, first of this, the second of this, the third of this, the fourth of this, and on the fifth of this, and then Mia also sing, and the first of the year, the second of the year, the third of the year, the fourth of the year, and on the fifth of the year. And then in Sivan, every day, from the first to the fifth year, the year's down, without one day of pause. That's what's called Mayim. But if a woman had on 3 months in succession, Riyas Dam on the first and the fifth, and the second and the third and the fourth, that intervened. So, what the void of Dam, then it's called Mayim Pesulach. So, that according to the second motion of Rashi, so our Gemara of Rapoke does not can accord with the Maskon of Gemara of Rapidam. In Ame, Hochosh Mayim Pesulach, Mayim Pesulach, Yiporish Mishikos Rashi, was Shishin, Telekame, Sheora, so our days give talent. And the first, the second, the third, and the fourth of this, and the year, and see, Uvochai was this, Uvochai will come along, yes. Now, in this machlekes, between Rav Popeh and Rav Nidah Rav Yeshua, whether we are meaning we mean all, or we're not meaning all, so we definitely pass more than passing like Abuna Baleh Rav Yeshua, not like Rav Pop, that we are not meaning in all. But about the other side, whether an Isha who was Kibas in Veset be made Zivosa, whether, so she is not Kibas in Veset Kabua, according to Shimon. So whether she has the Cheshes, like a woman who has Veset Chini Kabua, so there is a Machlekes between Rav Pop and Rav Nidah Rav Yeshua. And at that point there is a Machlekes Hashem. How we pass? So the Rambam passed things like Rav Pop, that even though an issue is not Kibas, a Veset, a Zir, an easy also, so she's not Kibas, a Veset that would have the status, or a Veset Kabua, so that it should require Vishinim, Vionishims, in order to invoke it, to wipe it out. Hashem came. In order to have a status of the Messenger Kabua, so that it could be revoked with one omission, so that she is Cheshes, For that Jesus, the Rambam passes like a fucking. Even though if there is a machlekin between a fucking Avinu Yeshua, we should pass like a Avinu Yeshua, because the other thing we pass like Avinu Yeshua. The answer is Avinu Yeshua is only chilek explicitly a fucking deal of being in the role, but and the Indian that chesheshes like in Elisha, who has a message in the Ruach, he's not even chilek. He just rebuts the right. Because the raya of Kopel is based upon the premise that Cheshishim that mainly mean a whole. So he says, not Kilkomenakte, but Kilkamenakte. Once we assume Kilkamenakte, there is no Hechach from the Mishneh. There is no Hechach from the Mishneh that Cheshishim for a Beset in Yilezile. But even though there is no raya from the Mishneh, we still can say that. So that's the Shiva Zaramba. That even though it wasn't passed by Kapote in regard to the deen, to the question of whether it's mainly in or not, whether it's Kidney Koranakti or Kamenakti, and the Paschal Tabunu or Yeshua, that Kidney Kamenakti. But as far as Kapote's memory, that Cheshishim, even a Beset, be Zime, so it's Cheshishim, like a Beset in the Ruach, and she's a soul by her, unless there is one of Mishis, the Holocaust. So on that day, the Rambam passes like a boy. The Rashbo, however, says, since the whole riot of a puppet is based upon the premise that Kid Mikoranakhe, and according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua, we don't say Kiddi Koranakhe, so there is no Raya from Mishneh. If there is no Raya from Mishneh, maybe the case should be said that Elisha was Kibas in Esed, Bisech in Mitzim also, that she should be Risheshes. So we are not Risheshes, according to Rabbi. Now the Mishneh, that's the small one now. Koma Moshe Mecheska Star in the Balea. הבוי מן הדרך משם אוהב בחזק הסתר רשב כמו אנו שבחזק הסתר לבלעים ובדיקי שאולי נזכו בדיקי אלא עסוק הביטארס אלא עסוק הביטארס so every woman is בחזק הסתר לבלעים without the beauty but there is a decay the decay in Rabbonon there is a locher that a woman has, every woman, married or not married, has to make it dikke twice a day, b'shachris and hours. So that only applies to a woman who is a sukkabitaris. So in order to prevent unnecessary contamination of tares, and there is a locher of mishneres on a side, so we are not allowed, you know, to be marxi trumas or kochi. So the male of the chachomim or misake, that a needle that is a sukkabitaris, so another needle. I mean, a woman who is a sukkabitaris, so is required to make two tickets, shachris and hours. In other words, let's say on Sunday morning, let's say she makes a tikkah. So, and she made it tikkah, let's say Shabbos before she came. So on Sunday morning, she again makes a tikkah if she's a sukkabitaris. Why? Because if she wouldn't make a tikkah, and suppose at 4 p.m. on Sunday she'll have a real dam. So then, and if she wouldn't make a tikkah, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, so all the tares she touched, as for 24 hours prior, as of 7 a.m. Shabbos would have to be contaminated. And but it's very likely that the Riyas Dam took place only at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. So why should so many tares be contaminated unnecessarily? So because of that, the Chachomim or Misake that every day Shachris and Arabis. So she has to make a decay. So Mele, if she will see heaven is done at 4 p.m. won't it be the time she handled as of 7 p.m. Sunday, but not all the Taras she handled within 24 hours prior. So that's the halacha. So this is what the Mishnah says, that this requirement of making two bidikas every day applies only to a Mishnah who is a circumcised. But as far as Bible is concerned, so there are no bidikas. There are no bidikas. So from a notion that has the standard in Bible, so that what's women today do not have to make two bdikas every day. As to whether a woman today has to make a bdikah before Tashmish, so a woman today, so of course, all the shayim agree that if the woman has a basic kubwa, then all the shayim agree that she doesn't have to make a bdikah. No bdikas whatsoever. Not even before Tashmish. Mashayim came. There is a machlikas Hashem in regard to a woman who has no basic kubwa. So many the shayim have the shita. Many the shayim have the shita that a woman who has no basic kubwa, who is irregular, she doesn't have a definite day when she has a period. Sometimes it might be on the 25th, as of the previous really, sometimes on the 20th, sometimes on the 30th, sometimes on the 35th. A woman who does not have a regular cycle. So, the shita of mental shaving is that before Tashmish, she has to make it because she's not allowed to be Shamish Mitoso unless she makes the bidikah first. However, other shaving is this shita that she is not even a woman who does not have a basic kubwa is mitemes nishamish mitoso without making a bidikah before the tashmish. Before the tashmish. So, and the mechaber and the Rambam they pass like the Rambam, the other mission, that the woman who has no basic kubwa is not the evidence to make a bidikah before tashmish. Mashenikin the shach is machriya da alochet. Machriya da alochet, the shach is machriya da alochet. That even a woman who does not have a basic kubwa does not have to make a bdike before every tashmish in the culture. The shit of the shach is that it's not even the right thing to make a bdike before every tashmish because if the husband will see every time before tashmish he makes a bdike, so it might be living injury. So because of that, the shach passed is contrary to the psak of the Mechaber and the Ramot. I mean, this is of the few things where the Shach is Machia and we pass the whole Tutsis Yisrael like the Shach. Anyway, what there are many of the Shehim and the Psach of the Mechaber and the Ramot is that when we say Alanoshi has a starry ballet and she doesn't have to make any ticket before Tashmish, so that's only a woman who has a best Kavua. But a woman who has a best Chayit Kavua, so she, of course, she's not required to make the bidikas every day. That certainly applies only to a woman who is a super taras. But before Tashmish, she is mochieves to make it. Kola noshi tichetz kastaro baoye, beloi bidike, so we use kola bidike al la super taras. Lomo lo ni mis nago in adere. Why do we need to repeat? Haboi in adere, mishenye to in chetz kastaro.